Culture Currides found something. What is this?
This is really interesting. This is they call it an incised stone, which means they've carved into the stone. And it's a picture of a man lying down and a man standing up. And they believe that it was found in this a palace in Arad. And it depicts almost two identical images of men with a branch or sheaf-shaped, you know, head, one lying down, the other standing. The image may represent the fertility god Tammuz or a similar deity who, according to myth, died in summer and was resurrected in the spring, personifying the seasonal cycle. And this is what?
3000 BC, which according to them makes it 5000 years old.
5000 years
old. And this was actually a common theme throughout the ancient Middle East, that you had a god who had this cycle that every year he would die and the people would, you know, it says in the book of Ezekiel they were weeping over Tammuz. Why were they weeping? Because he died. And why did he die? Because he was the god of grain. And you look at the grain and the grain is dead in the summer. In Israel, everything dries out in the summer and Tammuz is dead. And then in the winter, it starts to rain and then the grain rises out of the ground. It rises again and they saw that as the resurrection of Tammuz. Tammuz is alive once again. You know, and the sign of that is the grain is alive. And so they would celebrate the rebirth, the resurrection of Tammuz. And this was an annual cycle, the death and resurrection of their god. And this is actually something you see in every religion in the ancient Near East. In Canaan, it was usually represented by Baal, who also, he died and was resurrected.
Baal is the son of...
He's the son of El Elyon, the Most High God, creator of heaven and earth. That's what the Canaanites refer to him as. And Baal was a rain god. And so when the rain stopped in the summer, because in Israel there's no rain in the summer, almost. I mean, we had rain today, and this is one of the last rains we're going to see in Israel for 6 months.
So Melchizedek was a priest of El Elyon, a Canaanite priest.
Right, meaning Baal was the son of El Elyon, the Most High God, creator of heaven and earth. And then Abraham refers to him as Yehovah El Elyon, Kodesh Shemayim Ba'al. It's Yehovah, the Most High God, creator of heaven and earth, to clarify who they were talking about. I talk about that in my book, Shattering the Conspiracy of Silence.
Excellent book. Really, if you haven't got it, it's worth getting.
But anyway, this is really interesting because 5,000 years ago, they were already worshiping Tammuz, the grain god who died and was resurrected.
Now I'm looking at some figurines. There's some figurines. One's a bullhead. These are just small. A figurine of a yoked ox. Another bull figurine. It makes me wonder. Oh, there's some really small ones. Jeremy, check this out. Some small figurines. Now, I find this interesting because there are small figurines of bulls, and you could put them in the palm of your hand. They're not very big. It makes me wonder how big the golden calf would have been. There's some more over here, and again, they're not very big. Kind of small figurines. This one you'd have to hold with a couple of hands, but it's not that huge. And this is, okay, so this is a bull-shaped vessel for liquid offerings. But I'm just saying, I've seen a few bull and ox figurines. It makes me wonder how big we could speculate that the golden calf was.
Oh, it's interesting. It might have been very, very small. Because it's gold. I mean, how much gold did they have, you know?
Well, they broke off all their earrings, right? And I mean, how much did they
maybe
have? We don't
giant,
know.
We think of it normally as this giant thing. And where that actually comes from is a rabbinical legend. And it's a funny legend. So the legend, you know, it's actually based on something that Aaron says. He says, you know, I put this in the fire and this is what came out. And so the rabbis say, well, what do you mean this is what came out? You didn't fashion this and with a tool, and which is actually a reference to that in scripture that he did. But so the rabbinical legend says that when they took Joseph's bones out of Egypt, that it was a very heavy sarcophagus made of stone, and so to be able to transport it, they had a supernatural plate, or bowl rather, a supernatural bowl, which had inscribed on it in Hebrew, Ale Hashor, arise, O bull, because Joseph was known as a bull, apparently.
Okay.
And in one of the blessings, he's referred to as a bull, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And so they had this plate, and they would use the plate to make this, you know, heavy Egyptian sarcophagus rise up, and they would transport it that way. You only have to push it.
Nice.
And it was a hovercraft, and so that plate was made of gold, and somebody threw it into the fire, and it said, "Arise, O bull," and the bull rose up, the golden calf. And so the people saw this, and they said, "This is a miracle! Hallelujah! This thing has risen miraculously out of the fire," and then they started to worship it. That's the rabbinical legend. And that's why we think of this massive thing come out
huge
of the fire,
because
that's how it's shown in rabbinical art.
Right.
In reality, it might have been a tiny little bull figurine like that.
Like that, which
like
you could fit
the
in
the size of my hand. I've got a pretty big hand, but... Anyway, so this is really interesting to me, because here we've got a statue of Baal.
This god.
He's the storm god, the god of the storm. And so he's very often depicted as standing on top of a bull, and then sometimes you only see the bull, which is the symbol of Baal. And then look what he has in his chest. He has a sunburst, which is kind of like a plus.
Well, this one is looks it's a cross inside a circle, right?
You can call it a cross. Looks like I'm going to call it a plus.
Okay.
And then sometimes you only see that plus sign, and that is the symbol of Baal.
That's a Celtic cross. What are you talking about?
No, that's the symbol.
That's a Celtic
Baal.
Cross. Hang on, Jeremy. What's that?
It's a cross.
It's a cross. I mean, if you saw that, where would you say that's from?
I would say I've seen it in a church.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like. That's the emblem of Baal, and you see it here in his chest, and sometimes it appears like on this altar just by itself, and it's, like I said, looks like a plus. And it was supposed to represent the sun. It's the symbol of the sun, okay, so the rays coming out of the sun.
So it's not, this is too early to make an association with the Tau of Tammuz, for example.
Oh, Tammuz definitely existed at this time, but Tammuz was more worshipped in Mesopotamia, and in Israel they called him Baal, and in Syria they called him Hadad, but it was all the same god.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting. All right, there it is, Baal. Now, in this particular statue where he's standing on a bull, and he has this cross in a circle on his chest, he happens to be missing his head and the upper half of his chest in this one. But how old is this?
1500 BC or something like that.
There it is. And the cross on this monument is from the 15th to 13th century BCE. Okay.
Yep. And so this is very interesting here because this was a shrine they found at Hatzor, which was a major city in northern Israel. And these little things, these little standing stones, tiny little standing stones.
They look like graves, right? Little graves.
They looked like little tiny tombstones, but these were the gods that the people were.
Really?
Each of these represented a god. And it says in the Torah, do not set up for yourself a matzevah. Matzevah is a standing stone. These are matzevahs or matzevot. And on one of them, they have hands being raised up, and they're being raised up to the horns of a bull.
Yeah.
And inside the horns of a bull is the sun. So these are the emblems of Baal. Baal is, you know, like I said, he's the man standing on top of the bull. Yep. Sometimes it's just the horns of the bull. And the sun, of course, he's a sun god as well.
So listen, this reminds me of Jacob anointing a pillar of stone with oil, right?
This is what the pillar of stone would have looked like. And what's interesting, he says, this is the house of Jehovah. So what he was essentially doing, is taking the symbol of the Canaanites and stripping it of its paganness and dedicating it to Jehovah. And then later on, Jehovah says, you know, let's not do that anymore.
Let's not do that anymore.
But they look like
you can handle it. Let's just not do that at all.
So I imagined it to be something like a much larger stone. But we're looking at is
like
it's like a small gravestone is what it looks like.
Yeah. I mean, what is that? 2 feet tall, that one?
Maybe a couple of feet. And that's the tallest one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not the most important one. The most important one here is the one with the hands raised towards the sun and the bull.
And the bull horns. Okay.
So this is our good friend, the goddess Ashtoret, or Ishtar, Easter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can tell because she's got the horns.
She doesn't look like she's made of chocolate.
No, she's not made of chocolate. But she's a fertility goddess. And what they actually found was the mold to make the little goddesses. And they have actually used the mold to make one here. And then here you've got little golden versions of her.
Definitely not made of chocolate. No eggs, no bunnies. But that's Easter.